In with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network, this is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by... Hope you're making plans for the 2019 Feeders and Friends Feedlot Rodeo Auction, Cow Cutter, Barbecue and Dance, all to benefit Derek Weingart. It'll be held in New Raymer, Colorado on August 17th. For complete details, check out the poster online inside the barn of barnmedia.net or simply follow the Feeders and Friends Facebook page. Hope to see everyone there.
Farming and ranching is tough. Buying your first farm or ranch shouldn't be. The Colorado Ag Development Authority, or CADA, works with your local bank to help you make the initial ag real estate purchase. Ask your local banker about a CADA loan or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543. You can also visit their website at cadafarmloan.com.
Premier Farm Credit recently awarded four scholarships to students from Northeastern Colorado: Amy Pollard, Brooke Stromberger, Taylor Hendricks, and Tyson Lichty. All four students plan to pursue careers that give back to agriculture and their communities. Premier Farm Credit's annual scholarship program is one part of a robust outreach and giving program and demonstrates their commitment to supporting agriculture and rural communities today and tomorrow. Thanks to all the students that applied, the future of our area certainly looks bright. The Chinese government is looking to battle back against the effects of African swine fever. The government has mandated a boost in domestic pork production to shore up supplies and stabilize prices that have been hit hard by the disease. China has lost 13 million tons of pork, which is equal to the entire yearly production level of the United States. That loss is pushing Chinese officials to go forward with domestic actions, which will help 13 cities in that nation's top pork-producing province producing 34 million pigs this year. City governments in China will subsidize pig farms and require banks to make credit and favorable insurance policies available to pig farmers and pork processors. China will also earmark a total of $111.6 million from the provincial budget for the effort. U.S. pork producers are hopeful that a new trade deal with China would get rid of the giant 62% tariff that the National Pork Producers Council estimates have caused its producers to miss out on $1 billion in sales.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
Did you know there are more than 700 deaths each year involving ATVs, and more than 65% of those occur on agriculture operations? ATVs can be a great tool on the farm or ranch, but using them improperly can increase their risks. Follow these simple rules to stay safe. Always wear a helmet, stay off paved roads, never carry a passenger, and train your employees and family members on safe operating procedures. This safety message brought to you by the Colorado Livestock Association in partnership with Pinnacle Assurance. For more information, visit ColoradoLivestock.org. For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.